Newark Mayor Cory Booker has made news by not being at this weekend's first debate in New Jersey's U.S. Senate race. While the Democratic frontrunner was out on the trail, his opponents in next month's primary discussed their positions on immigration and Social Security, their plans to spur job growth in minority communities, and their hope to continue the legacy of the late Senator Frank Lautenberg, whose death in June left the seat vacant. In their closing statements, Congressman Rush Holt highlighted his background as a science teacher working to keep student loan interest rates low.
And as a scientist, I'm going to be continuing working on energy and climate change. Wouldn't it be good to have at least one scientist in the U.S. Senate to be able to deal with issues like this and nuclear proliferation and international economics?
During the debate on WABC-TV, Congressman Frank Pallone, who's been endorsed by Frank Lautenberg's family, tried to differentiate himself from Holt, saying his policy ideas are too liberal to pass Congress.
I think government can make a difference. Otherwise, I wouldn't even run for office. But that means that we have to work across the aisles sometimes with the Republicans to get things done. And we have to look at and see what the problems are. We need to create jobs. We need to grow the economy.
As the only female Democratic candidate in the race, New Jersey Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver talked about bringing diversity to the Senate.
New Jersey has 14 members of its congressional delegation, and not one woman is amongst the 14. We need to have diverse representation on Capitol Hill.
Cory Booker has agreed to two debates next month. Republican candidate Steve Lonegan and Alita Eck have not yet announced a debate.